我们再念主祷文。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，拯救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，我们为着我们所受莫大的恩典满心感谢，求主赐给我们谦卑可受教的心灵，好叫我们能够领受从天上来的道，改变我们的一生，不白白的过我们的生命，来把我们一切都交托在主你圣手当中，求主眷顾我们，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告。
阿们。我们今天的第三次也是最后一次讲愿你的国降临这个祷告。
This is the last time we will speak on your kingdom come.
主耶稣说你们要对天父说我们在天上的父。
Jesus Christ said you are to pray our Father in heaven.
这是没有一个宗教，没有一个文化，没有一个国家，没有任何一个时期有人这样称呼上帝。
This is something that no religion, no country, no culture will tell you to address God as.
耶稣基督以神儿子的身份教导他所要召集的儿女一同与他称上帝为天上的父。
As son of God, Jesus Christ taught his people to call upon God as their father.
天与地离多么远。
How far away is heaven from earth?
竟然用这句话把我们的感情已经拉在一起了。
And this sentence grew us together.
基督在最遥远的天上有一位父亲。
That in the Father's heaven we have a father.
这个权柄是他赐给他的儿女的。
And this is the authority that is given to his children.
我们的祷告却不是以自我为中心。
We do not pray for ourselves as a center.
不是以自我的需要为我们的内容。
Or is self-centered for our needs.
我们祷告是以神的宝座为中心。
We pray enthroning the throne of God.
以神的荣耀为宗旨。
That the glory of God is our ultimate goal.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
是不是神需要人称他为圣，他才成为圣洁呢？
Does that mean that God become holy because we address him as holy?
完全不是。
Absolutely not.
因为神本身就是圣洁。
Because God himself is holy.
这是真神与非真神最大本质的不同。
This is the largest qualitative difference between a false God and the true God.
神是圣洁的本体。
God is holiness in itself.
是有位格的圣洁的本体。
He is a person that is holy.
用我的名称 ，the subjectivity of the holiness in person.
The subjectivity of holiness in person.
他不是有 subjective holiness.
Not that his holiness is subjective.
他是 the subjectivity of the holiness.
But he himself is the subjectivity.
这个观念不是一种品性的一个名的名称。
This is not just a description of a character.
这乃是一个生命的本质。
But an essence of life.
所以圣洁的上帝。
So the holy God.
在万有的中间。
Is in the midst of all things.
显出他与所有的假神不同的地方。
Manifesting his difference from false gods.
我们其他的事都可以假冒。
We can fake all kinds of things.
恩赐可以假冒。
You can fake having talent.
才干表演都可以假冒。
You can fake having a
但是圣洁是没有办法假冒的一件事。
But holiness is something which you can never fake.
因为神是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
所以他说我呼召你们出来离开罪恶。
And so God said that he called us out from sin.
使你们在我的圣洁的里面有份。
That you may partake in His holiness.
因为我呼召你们的上帝是圣洁的。
For I who call you is holy.
你们在一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
Therefore, be holy in everything that you will do.
所以我们第一个祷告的内容，父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Therefore, the very first thing in this prayer is hallowed be your name.
接下去的祷告是什么呢？
And then the next thing.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
为什么这样祷告呢？
Why would we pray like that?
因为我们知道我们的天父有一个国度。
We know that our Father has a kingdom.
这个国度是超过所有的主的，所有的权柄，所有的律法的。
The kingdom that transcends all authority, organization, and laws.
赵天恩牧师对中国教会有三大愿望。
Reverend 赵天恩 has three hopes for the church in China.
非常尊重这三大的愿望。
And I honor these three wishes.
所以我也是他这方面的继承者。
So in a sense, I inherited from him.
他第一个愿望是什么呢？
His first wish
就是中国需要福音化。
was that China need to have evangelized.
China should be evangelized. 那么中国的文化需要基督化。
And the culture of China need to be Christ-centered.
就 Christianized.
Or Christianized.
那么第三呢，中国的教会需要过渡化。
And also the church in China need to be with the kingdom.
可以不可以说是 kingdomized?
No, not really.
好像不大对，但是你一听就明白我在讲什么了，对不对？
You understand what I'm saying.
这个就是文学的目的，就是信大牙。所以呢 ，China evangelized.
So you want to evangelize China?
Culture Christianized.
把它基督化，文化的基督化。
Church kingdomized.
然后，
那如果我们不懂得这个道理呢
？If we don't understand this,
我们就把我们的教会当作是一个属灵的完美的团体。
We think of our church as an ideal spiritual body.
宗派主义的人。
Then we become obsessed with denominations.
宗派是被需要的吗
？Is there a need for denomination?
宗派是需要的。
There is.
但宗派主义是对不对的呢
？But is it right to be obsessed with it?
宗派主义是不对的。
It is not right.
In a denomination is an absolute necessity, but denominationalism is an absolutize of our relative organization.Organization to replace the glory of God.
因为你把宗派绝对化来代替上帝的荣耀，
你就夺取了上帝的荣耀。
And you take His glory.
所以宗派是有错误的。
So there are errors in denomination.
宗派里面的人是有毛病的。
And the people are fallible.
在教会里面，每个人都是有可能有缺点的。
In churches, we all have problems.
所以我们绝对不可以宗派主义化我们的教会。
And so we cannot make our church denominationalized.
所以赵天恩说呢，我们的教会需要过渡化。
And Reverend Zhao said our church need to be a kingdom in our
mind. 把教会当作是神的国来。应验神要我们做的事情。
That is to treat your church as the kingdom of God to fulfill the will of God.
我们在教会里面遵行上帝的旨意。
Within the church, we do the will of God.
在教会里面看见神公义的原则。
And we see the righteous principles
of God. 我们在教会里面成为上帝国度里面好的公民。
And in the church, we become good citizens of the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣教导我们祷告。
When Jesus taught us to pray,
愿你的国降临。
He said, "Your kingdom come."
世界的国不完美。
The kingdoms of the world are not perfect.
世界的国不能使我们满意。
And because we are not satisfied with the kingdom of the world.
所以我们常常看见世界的政府、世界的政权、世界的法律被人误用，已经走偏路了。
And we see that the world's political system has been misused by people.
所以我们盼望上帝的国来临。
So we look forward to the coming of the kingdom of God.
当每个政权得到权柄的时候
，Whenever someone gets political power,
都相当花奋斗许多的代价、精神才去拿到这个政权。
You get elected by going through a lot of struggles and fights.
在中国的历史里面，我们看得很清楚。
In Chinese history, this is clear.
一个朝代败坏的时候。
When a dynasty began to decay,
上帝就许可别的朝代起来，把这些败坏的分子打倒，然后建立一个新的朝代。
And God will allow the emergence of a new dynasty to take over.
所以每一个新的朝代都是很清洁，都是很伟大的理想的。
At the beginning of all dynasties, they all have pure thoughts and motives.
过了不久以后呢
？But not long after,
就原形毕露了。
The original motive comes true.
罪性就表现出来了。
And the sinful nature is exposed.
所以朝代过了几百年又败坏了。
After a few centuries, it begins to
decay. 上帝就兴起另外一批人，再把这些败坏的打倒下去。
And God will raise another group of people to destroy the other one.
新的朝代又起来了。
And then you have a new dynasty.
所以每一个朝代都是轰轰烈烈的起来。
Every emergence of a new dynasty is a grand one.
非常高超的理想执行他们的权柄。
And they all have high ideals they want to exercise their
power. 不久以后都慢慢凄凄淡淡的摔下去。
But they all suffer the same bad rate.
中国最长的朝代是周朝。
Zhou dynasty lasted the longest.
一共有八百多年的历史。
About 8 centuries.
结果呢，在战国的时期。给秦始皇把它结束了。
But during the warring nation, 秦始皇
中国最强盛的一个君王就是秦始皇。
And 秦始皇 was the most powerful emperor.
秦始皇得了皇帝位置后，不到15年他就消灭了。
But his dynasty disappeared only 15 years later.
因为周朝以礼为他们整个政治的这个中心。
Zhou dynasty built their political philosophy around mannerism.
结果呢，他们可以维持八百多年。
So they could last 800 years.
秦始皇用他的强权建立他的政权。
But 秦始皇 ruled with an iron fist.
结果数年他就消灭掉了。
And could last only 15 years.
每一个国家起来的时候
，Every time a new nation arises,
有非常崇高的理想。
They all had great ideals.
每一个国家下去的时候
，But when it falls,
都有非常败坏的记录。
The record is bad.
走到二十世纪的共产党也是如此。
The communists in the 20th century is the same.
这个世界的国度不是我们永远的家。
The kingdoms of the world are not a permanent home.
基督徒应当祷告主啊，愿你的国度来临。
The Christian need to pray, Thy kingdom come.
在两百多年以前
，200 over years ago,
西方兴起了北美和中国，就是现在我们称为美国的这个地方。
And in America, you have the United States of America.
这个是人类历史中间一个最伟大的理想。对人民的主权最尊重一个国家的一个开始。
It is the formation of a country based on the ideals where people's rights are honored.
所以呢，美国这两百多年怎么搞都没有办法随便推翻他们的政府。
And so in America for the past 200 over years, no matter what you do, you cannot overturn the government.
他们南美洲完全不一样。
This is not the case for South America.
南美洲是跟非洲一样，是最多动荡、最多夺权。最多政变的一个地区
，Like Africa, South America is a place with the most political upheavals and coups.
其中两个最重要的原因
，There are two most important
reasons. 一个是天主教在咒后面操纵
，One is the influence of the Roman Catholic Church.
第二是军政掌权的时候不顾人民的利益。
The second is the military that doesn't care about the people.
所以将我们看见一个很重要的道理
，So we see an important principle.
越尊重人民的政府是越长久的。
A government that honors its people will last.
越用强权的政府是越衰败的。
A government that rules over the people strictly will not.
美国这两百多年有这么大的成就。
The United States of America has such great accomplishments for two centuries.
是不是表示这是世界最完美的国家呢
？Does that mean they are the most perfect nation?
其实今天我要告诉你，不是的。
But I tell you today,
照样，当我们中国人把满清政府推翻了以后
，In the same manner, when the Chinese got rid of the Manchurians,
几千年的皇帝的制度。完全消灭了。
The imperial system that lasted for thousands of years was destroyed.
孙中山建立了中华民国。
Dr. Sun Yat-sen built China.
就在这个民主的制度建立起来不久。
But not long after democracy was introduced.
毛泽东就把它转换变成共产制度。
Mao Zedong brought about communism.
所以中国是不是已经进入一个民主的时代呢
？Does that mean that China has entered into democracy?
绝对不是的。
Absolutely not.
人民政府不是人民选出来的。
For the government was not elected by the people.
人民政府的选票常常100%赞成，表示全部盲从的。
It means they always have unanimous decision. It means that it's blind.
现在我们全世界最大的民主国家是印度。
The largest democratic country is India.
接下去是美国。
Followed by the United States.
接下去是印尼。
And Indonesia.
你们新加坡很伟大，可惜太小了。
In Singapore, you're just too small.
那么这些民主的国家。
These democratic nations,
是不是从起初很尊重百姓的呢
？Did they honor the people from the beginning?
完全不是的。
Absolutely not.
我上个礼拜讲到印尼政府有五次上帝参与，上帝干涉印尼的政治。
I said last week that in Indonesia, five times God intervened with.
第一次，上帝叫苏甘诺打败荷兰人，把荷兰人赶出去。
The first time is God allowed Sukarno to get rid of the Dutch.
苏甘诺是一个回教徒。
Sukarno was a Muslim.
荷兰统治者是基督徒。
The Dutch Christians.
上帝为什么帮助回教徒去打败基督徒呢
？So why would God allow the Muslim to defeat the Christians?
因为人的国度不是上帝的国度。
For the kingdom of man is not of God.
上帝不是专替基督徒做事情的。
God will not just work for Christians.
上帝不是基督徒的这一个仆役。
God is not a servant of Christians.
上帝是基督徒的主。
But the Lord of Christians.
所以当非基督徒做好事的时候
，So when a non-Christian does good,
比基督徒做坏事更蒙上帝的悦纳。
He is more blessed than a Christian doing bad things.
为什么回教徒会胜呢
？So why were the Muslims?
为什么基督徒会败呢
？And not the Christians.
因为荷兰的基督徒在印尼霸占人的土地，这种殖民主义是神所不喜悦的事情。
For God is not pleased with colonialism by the Dutch.
当一也是。 隐匿的人他们争取独立的时候他们的要求是合上帝心意的
When the Indonesians wanted independence God is pleased with it
神干预了印尼的政治
So he intervened with the political process
让基督徒失败
To let the Christian fail
让要求独立的回教徒胜利
And the Muslim that wanted democracy win
第一次上帝的印尼的干预
So this was the first intervention
第二次的干预是什么呢
The second intervention
就当苏哈多决定不走共产主义路线的时候
Is when Suharto decided not to follow the communists.
完全转过来
The whole situation turned around.
那是被杀死的共产党人，死的多的不敢算。
There are numerous communist people who are killed.
有一些河流的上面都是尸体。
Some of the rivers were filled with
bodies. 有人认为可能有七八十万被杀的人。
Some people estimated maybe 700,000 people slaughtered.
结果整个印尼就走了非共产的路线。
But Indonesia became non-communist.
那个时候是很危险的。
Those were dangerous times.
Sukarno 已经决定走共产路线。
For Sukarno has decided to go the left.
Sukarno 反荷兰的时候
，When he went against the Dutch,
神是与 Sukarno 同在的。
God was with Sukarno.
当 Sukarno 走共产路线的时候
，But when Sukarno wanted to be a communist,
神把他丢掉了。
God abandoned him.
这是上帝在印尼的第二次的干预。
This was the second intervention of God in Indonesia.
那苏哈多上台了以后
，So when Suharto became
president, 完全走美国的路线。
He followed the American style.
这件好像是好事。
Seems good.
啊，美国也常常用一些人做他的手脚。
And the Americans also made use of
him. 但不能用的时候再把它丢掉。
And just get rid of people they cannot use.
因为美国的政治有一个原则，没有永远的朋友。只有永恒的利益。
The Americans do not believe in friendship; they only believe in self-interest.
当苏卡诺反共产党的时候
，When Sukarno was against the communists,
美国用苏哈多
，The Americans used Suharto,
并吞了帝文东帝文岛
，to take over East Timor.
这样，免得共产党可以参与在里面
，so that the communists will not get that
place. 但当共产党的威胁在印尼已经不存在的时候
，But when the communist threat was eliminated,
美国反过来大。大攻击苏哈多
，The American then rebuked Suharto。
所以结果他下台了以后呢
，After Suharto fell，
不久东帝汶岛就变成独立了
，East Timor gained independence。
所以无论Bin Laden，
whether it's Bin Laden，
无论是苏哈多
，or Suharto，
无论很多现在中东的领袖
，or Middle Eastern leaders today，
都是曾经被美国训练、被美国使用、在被美国丢弃的人。
There were people who were once made use by the Americans.
我现在对人的政治没有兴趣。
Not interested today with human politics.
我对神的权柄、在人的政权中间的干预，我有兴趣。
But I'm interested in the intervention of God in human politics.
所以苏哈多，上帝借助他，把整个印尼不走共产党的路线。
And so through Suharto, Indonesia did not become a communist state.
在苏哈多下面，宗教就大复兴了。
And there was a great revival in religion.
是回教大复兴吗
？Was it a Muslim revival?
不是
，No.
连基督教也大复兴
，including Christianity.
在苏哈多的时代
，in the era of Suharto,
基督教在印尼大大发展
，Christianity grew.
中海岛都有教会
，many churches in many of the islands.
虽然后来发生了很多的困难
，Of course there were challenges later.
苏哈多末期的统治的时候
，towards the end of Suharto's rule.
在差不多十多年里面，有1500个礼拜堂被烧掉。
Within more than 10 years, 1,500 churches were burned.
但是神用这个火的训练，使许多的教会更懂得怎样用真心设意、敬虔来到上帝的面前。
But with the fiery trial, many churches were trained to be more fervent.
第二次上帝的干预。
So this was the second intervention.
第三次的干预是什么呢
？The third intervention
就是 Gusdur 做总统的时候。
When Gusdur become president.
你们知道 Gusdur 是谁吗
？You know who Gusdur is?
可能你们只记得瓦西德，你就知道了。
Wahida,
这是历史上一件最特别的政治神迹。
It was a political miracle in history.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有个人说，
Someone said,
我从小到老
，since I was young till old，
从来没有看见耳聋的会做总统。
I have never seen a deaf person become president.
从来没有看见一个哑巴的会做总统。
Or a mute become president.
从来没有听见一个。眼下的会总统
，and certainly not the blind becoming a
old
president。
忽然看见瓦西德这个瞎眼的做总统
，but now I'm old. Peter is a blind person. He became president.
这个不是神迹吗
？Isn't this a miracle？
你看见有哪一个瞎眼的做总统吗
？Is there a blind person who can become president？
只有在印尼发生过
，only in Indonesia。
那瓦西德做总统的时候
，when President Wahida was president，
上帝在印尼又干预了第三次
，God intervened the third time。
这就是解救华人。脱离政治的迫害
，to rescue the Chinese from political persecution。
因为苏哈多的时代定了一个原则，没有告诉人。
In Suharto, he had a secret principle set，
绝对不准华人参与政治。
that the Chinese will not be allowed into politics.
是把经济的这一份呢交给华人去做。
They can deal with the economics.
他用林少良组织的最大的银行。
With Lim Shou Liang, he had the biggest bank.
许多许多中国人在当时发大财。
Many Chinese made lots of money.
你们可以在金融上有份，在政治上绝对没有份。
You can go and get yourself involved in finance, but do not mess with politics.
所以我常常想
，So I often think，
为什么马大人可以做将军，中国人在印尼不可以做将军
？The Batak race can become a general, but not the Chinese.
为什么马都拉人可以做市长，华人不可以做市长
？And Matula can be a mayor, but never a Chinese.
但是你不能讲出来。
But these are things that you cannot talk about.
连一个华人的商店用中文的字挂上招牌都是犯法的事情。
Back then, even a Chinese branding of your shop is illegal.
所以这是文化的歧视。
And it is a kind of cultural chauvinism.
政治的歧视。
A political bias.
这是人权的歧视。
And also a misuse of human rights.
到了瓦西德做总统的时候。
But when Gustos was president,
他忽然宣布
suddenly announced,
中国人可以读中文书。
That the Chinese can study Chinese.
中国人可以办中国学校。
That you can have Chinese schools.
中国人可以引进来许多中国的文学。
The Chinese can bring in Chinese
books. 中国的商店可以写中国字。
Chinese shop can have
Chinese branding.
可惜太迟了，
因为很中国人不知道怎么写中国字。
But it's a bit too late. A lot of Chinese don't know Chinese.
瓦西德的贡献很大。
But he contributed greatly.
解救华人。
For he saved the Chinese.
脱离人权跟政治的歧视。
From being despised politically and rights.
现在 Jakarta, Surabaya, Medan 都有很多华人的学校。
And so in all places in Indonesia, your Chinese schools now.
华人的教会从前连招牌都要盖起来，现在都可以写出来了。
Chinese church now can put up their name in Mandarin.
现在华人被认为是全印尼第三大的民族。
The Chinese is now considered the third largest race in Indonesia.
印尼最大的民族是什么呢
？The largest race in Indonesia.
爪哇族。
Would be the Japanese.
大概有多少呢
？How many people?
大概有7500万人。
750 million.
爪哇的人口就跟英国的人口一样多。
Same as the population of England.
第二个民族是什么
？The second race
是孙大族。
The Sunda.
孙大族一共有大概3500万人口。
35 million people.
所以讲中爪哇、东爪哇。西爪哇一个爪哇省的人口就差不多等于印尼的一半人口那么多。
And so with Java, East and West, it's about half the population
East,
already.
East, Central, and West, and Jakarta, 四个省加起来人口大概是1.3亿人。
About 130 million people.
所以最多的民族是爪哇人。
Javanese are the most
populous. 第二的民族是孙大人。
Followed by the Sunda.
第三的民族是什么人呢
？The third.
你说马大人吗
？Are they the
Bataks? 不是。
No.
安邦人吗
？Anbon.
不是。
No.
马杜拉人吗
？Matulas.
不是。
No.
巴林邦的人吗
？Balimbang.
不是。
No.
马加萨的人
Makassar,
不是。
No.
因为他们都在1000万以下。
Because all of them are less than 10 million.
第三个大的民族。
The third most populous race.
在印尼的华侨。
Would be the Indonesian Chinese.
他们可能超过1500万以上的人。
Maybe more than 15 million.
所以这是全东南亚最多华人的地方。
The place with the largest Chinese diaspora.
其中有一个叫做唐崇荣的。
One is called Stephen Tong.
现在站在这边讲道。
Standing here.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我从年轻的时候。
Since I was young.
坚持用中文讲道。
I insist to preach in Mandarin.
坚持买中文书。
To buy Chinese books.
坚持好好学中国文学。
To learn Chinese literature.
我在台湾讲道的时候。
In Taiwan when I preach.
我买了4箱的书。
I bought four boxes full of books.
都是哲学的。
About philosophy,
存在主义的
about existentialism,
还有很多文学的书
literature,
后来我也买了几本英文的书
I bought some English books,
当我勇敢把带回印尼去的时候
I boldly brought them back to Indonesia
在海关他说你带什么书
The custom asked what did you bring back
开给我看
Open it
我拿第一本
I took the first one
英文的
English
还有呢
and what,
我再拿第二本
I took the second one
又是英文的
Also English
第三本
The third one
我不知道在哪我就随便抽一本
I just took by random
第三本
The third one
中英文的
bilingual.
他说这个有中文
He said there's Chinese here
也有英文、
啊、I think English also
他说好了过关
I said fine
后来我回去看除了那三本全部中文的
In the end I found the only three books I took are the English books
我在印尼做传道
So as preacher in Indonesia
不是教会差我去的
Not that the church sends me
不是中国人给我钱去印尼传道
Or the Chinese give me money to preach
是神自己差我去的
God himself sends me
57年的时间
For 57 years
我用中文讲道
I preach in Mandarin
用印尼文讲道
In
Bahasa 结果到我年老的时候
And now that
上帝把整个国家都为我开门了
God opened the door for the entire nation.
最大的教会跟我的教会合作。
The largest church collaborate with us.
最大的教会有300万的会员。
They had 3 million people.
我的教会经过25年了，才有1万多的会友。
My church only more than 10,000.
但是他们开大门给我去布道。
They opened the door for me to preach there.
我们的布道有时候有2-3万人。
So sometimes at 30,000.
有时候有3-4千个人。
Sometimes 3-4,000.
印尼所有的省
，In Indonesia all the provinces,
所有的市
，all the cities,
所有的县
，all
the 乡村
，all the
都开门让我进去布道。
They all opened the doors for me to preach.
神所做一件奇妙的事情。
This is a wonderful thing God has done.
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God.
上帝第三次干预印尼政权的时候
，The third time God intervened in Indonesia.
就用瓦西德解除中国人受歧视的这个困扰。
It was to remove the situation for the Chinese President Rasdos.
我们也在其中有份了。
That we partake in.
主的恩义我们同在。
That His grace was with us.
第四次上帝干预印尼的政权什么时候呢
？The fourth intervention of God in Indonesian politics
就是民族跟人权主义的抬头。
Is where the human rights began to take prominence.
在苏哈多的时代
，During the time of Suharto，
哪一个人把批评总统，这个人就下监牢里面去。
You can be jailed if you criticize the president.
哪一个人讲话得罪总统，他可能第二天就不见了。
If you offend him, you can disappear.
所以到1998年的时候
，By 1998，
几十个青年人太敢讲话，结果到今天还没有找到他们的尸体在哪里。
There are some young people who spoke boldly against the government, and they all disappeared.
其中有份的人就是今天不成为总统的 Prabowo。
One of the people involved is this General Prabowo.
所以很多人到现在还质疑他在人权的事情上。干犯了人成了人类的一个仇敌
and people think that he has committed human rights abuses 所以
他没有被选中是应当的是理所当然的
people think that it's right that he doesn't get elected
所以还有47%的选民是非常赞同他的
but there are still 47% of the people who supported him
但他根本没有成功
but he failed
因为人权的建立是第四个神的参与
For the build-up of human rights is the fourth intervention of God.
最后第五个参与是什么呢
？The fifth intervention.
就是这一次印尼总统的大选。
Is the recent presidential election.
印尼自从总统的大选经过了5次以后
，After 5 presidential elections.
从前是国会选。
In the past, a parliament elect.
现在百姓选。
Now the people elect.
从前是改选。
In the past, there is always.
现在是直接的选。
Direct election.
每一个人直接选，我要哪一个人做总统
？That you directly pick your president.
人民直选总统。这几次越来越看出神的参与
，and we see clearly the intervention of God。
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God。
一方面是用钱
，on the one hand people buy votes，
用军事的势力
，or their military power。
另外一方面是傻傻的
，the other group
什么都没有
，very naive，
是一个穷人的孩子
，a son of a poor farmer。
上帝让这一个 Jokowi 胜过了
，but God allowed Jokowi to win，
然后让这一个。可嘎拉也胜了
，and his running mate 嘎拉，
嘎拉印尼文就是输了，
嘎拉means you lose。
现在嘎拉让门浪让嘎拉
，so 嘎拉 still win。
上帝参与印尼的政权
，so we see the intervention of God。
亲眼看见这50-60年来
，I've seen with my eyes for the many decades。
上帝五大干涉
，these five interventions of God。
为什么呢？上帝要改正印尼。
For God wants to correct Indonesia.
印尼更进步
that Indonesia will progress.
一步起来了
step by step.
一步一步起来了
step by step.
如果印尼照着现在的光景进步下去的话
if Indonesia progresses in the present manner,
我告诉你20年以后
I tell you 20 years
印尼在东南亚的地位可能比新加坡的地位更重要也不一定
Indonesia may be more important than Singapore.
所以新加坡要谨慎
so you need to be cautious.
我们很小
we are very small.
我们也很用功很真心来奋斗才能挣扎才能存在
and you can only survive if you fight sincerely and fervently
印尼这样一个国家
you look at Indonesia
钻石很多
they have diamonds
黄金很多
gold
白银很多
a silver
煤矿多得不得了
a lot of coal
煤气世界第二大的
second largest supply of gas in the world
印尼木材全世界最多之一
the most timber in the world
印尼的这个雨林
The rainforest,
巴西的雨林
compared to the Brazil,
整个地球被称为地球的肺
both are considered the lung of the earth.
The rainforest in Indonesia and Brazil is called the lung of the human world. The lung of the whole world 就是印尼跟巴西
And both provide the verification.
这个印尼这个国家
So Indonesia,
禁印也好 embargo.
If you embargo them,
他完全不怕
They don't care.
你禁印吧，我里面什么都有吧。
They have everything.
所以这个国家不可能衰微下去的。
It's not possible for them to become weak.
印尼两大缺陷
The two greatest problems in the past.
第一就是 management 很不好。
The first was bad management.
第二就是 corruption 很厉害。
The second was pandemic corruption.
Technology 很退后。
That they are quite backward.
等这件事情修改完了以后呢
？After they are able to correct these things.
印尼的物产不会输给美国。
The production of Indonesia cannot be lesser than America.
巴兰邦一省的凤梨。
Just for Palembang itself, the pineapples.
也就是你们附近，巴兰邦是你们这里过去在苏马特拉南部的地方。
Palembang is at the south of Sumatra.
Palembang. 不是
Palembang.
还是华腔华调。Palembang 一省的凤梨 ，pineapple.
The pineapple in that one province.
够全世界的人吃。
Is enough to supply the entire world.
这么丰富的地方。
So they have such abundance.
神的参与，神的参手。
So when God should intervene,
表示呢，神有时会关怀人类的生活。
It shows us that God cares.
无论如何，人是上帝造的。
We are made by God.
当我们祷告说愿你的国降临的时候
，So when we pray your kingdom come,
我们到底在祷告什么呢
？What exactly are we asking for?
求神的权柄在人的权柄中间彰显他的荣耀。
We are asking God's power to rule among men to manifest His glory.
这个世界太多很坏的政权。
This world has too many corrupt political systems.
太坏的政治家。
Too many corrupt politicians.
太多贪污的军官。
And military people who corrupt.
今天的南美洲。
In South America today,
常常政变
they always have political
常常夺权
people who take over
常常换政府
but government kept changing.
愿意做头、做领袖、做总统的人太多了
There are too many people who want to be the president.
但是真正有才干做领袖的人太少了
but too little people who are qualified to do so.
借用军权
and people then use money,
借用武器
use weapons,
借用暗杀
Use assassination
得到非分的权柄
to get the power they don't deserve.
这就是世界的国度。
This is the kingdom of the world.
这几个月我热夜正在看的是中国历史的书。
For the past few months, I've been studying Chinese history.
我预备了十多本中国历史。
I have prepared more than
放在我的床前
，put it beside my bed.
每天到两点不能睡，我再起来看，四点再看，每天都是看中国历史。
Every day, read it 2 a.m., 4 a.m. reading.
我看见中国历史太多败坏的事情。
I see too much decadence in the history of China.
但是在败坏的中间，常常有一些好人存在。
But amidst the decadence, there are some good people.
我认为中国历史里面最伟大的好人，一个文天祥。
The one of the greatest is 文天祥。
一个屈原。
And 屈原。
还有接下去岳飞。
And 岳飞，
这些都是很伟大的人。
These are great Chinese heroes.
但是他们都有很不好的下场。
But they all had terrible death.
有的要跳河自杀。
Some had to commit suicide.
被杀。
Some were slaughtered.
有的莫须有的罪名被杀。
Some were executed.
为什么呢？ With... 因为掌权的人有政治的权柄，却没有真正爱国的心。
For the people who have the power, do not really love the country.
宋朝有好多的皇帝。真正就是卖国贼。
In Song Dynasty, many of the emperors are traitors.
但是权柄在他们的手中的时候
，while they had the ruling power,
你有什么办法跟他理论呢
？You cannot debate with
them. 你有办法跟他争权吗
？You cannot get their
power. 你没有办法
，You can't.
所以当我看见世界的国度这么败坏的时候
，So when we see how evil the kingdom of the world are,
我们心里面说主啊，愿你的国降临。
In our heart, we call out, Your kingdom come.
神的国降临的时候
，When the kingdom of God comes,
是世界太平的时候。
Is where there will be world peace.
神的国降临的时候
，When the kingdom of God comes,
罪恶被弄到最小的时候
，Is where sin is diminished.
自从亚当的孩子
，Since the child of Adam
杀了他的弟弟以后
，Killed his brother,
世界已经没有真正的和平。
There are no longer true peace in the world.
直到耶稣基督再来的时候
，Till when Jesus Christ will come again,
建立和平之君永远的国度。
The Prince of Peace will have eternal kingdom set up.
就在历史中间等候这个时期的来到。
And in history, we wait for this to come.
那么这其中有很多的政府是相当好的。
There are still some countries with good government.
最少他们自己以为自己是好的。
Or at least they think of themselves as good.
我今天要举两个例子。
I will give you two examples.
一个是苏联。
One is Russia.
一个是美国。
One is America.
苏联跟美国哪一个好啊？
Which is better, Russia or America?
现在我问你啊。
I ask you.
苏联跟美国哪一个好啊？
Which one is better?
啊？美国好
，America better。
你呢？
两个都不好，
两个都不好。他说，苏联跟美国哪一个好啊
？Which one is better？
当然美国更好。
I said, of course it's America。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为美国是建立在人民的权柄上面的一个政权。
At least the American political power is built on the basis of the people。
尊重民权。
where people's rights are important.
尊重民主
that democracy is there.
尊重民生
the voice of the people is important.
这个是很重要的事情
This is most important.
那么美国政府是谁发起的呢？
Who started the American government?
当然一大群的人发起。
Of course, it's by the masses.
这一大群的人是谁呀？
And who are these masses?
很多开国元老都是基督徒。
Many of the pioneers were Christians.
都受过归正运动影响的人。
Influenced by reform movement.
当 Mayflower 到这个 Boston 停下来的时候。
When the ship Mayflower went to Boston.
里面很多的人因为不赞成人被政府逼迫。所以他们离开欧洲跑到美国去。
It was because the passengers were people who do not agree that the government should suppress the people.
他们找到一个新的地方。
They left Europe and found a new place.
找到自由呼吸空气的人的权柄。
A land where they could be free.
结果呢，最突出的一个人就是华盛顿。
And the most prominent among them was Washington.
华盛顿勇敢跟英国打仗。
And Washington fought against the English.
争取美国独立。
To get independence.
但我今天告诉你一个很少人告诉你的事情。
But I will tell you something that few will know.
华盛顿所建立的国家。
The country set up by George Washington.
有史以来最伟大的人民自主的国家。
A country that is ruled by people.
华盛顿所建立的美国。
The America set up by George Washington.
召集了最多自由思想家。尊重人权所建立的政府的一个国家
，a country that get too a lot of free thinkers together to build a people government。
虽然他也受了法国革命的影响
，although they were influenced by the French Revolution，
很多人有神的观念，有神的思想，做他们立国的基础。
But many of the founding fathers have the thoughts of God as the basis of their action。
其中一句最重要的 ，Men are created equal。
One of the most important 是众人被创造是平等，
人被造是完全平等的。
We are all created equal.
这句话还有可以商量的地方。
Well, it's still negotiable.
但是这是美国很重要的座右铭。
But a very important quotation in America.
美国的这个最先的立国的这个总统叫做华盛顿。
George Washington was the first president.
华盛顿有一天讲一段话，吓了很多人。
He said something that astonished many people.
他说有关于我的国家。
He said, with regard to my country.
我们辛辛苦苦建立起来的国家。
The country that we have built up so.
神给我特别的启示。
And God has given me special revelation.
我很惊奇。
That I'm astonished.
所以我要告诉你们。
So I must tell you this.
我曾经做到的。梦神对我启示的话语。
That God gave me a dream and His words.
你知道他梦到什么呢
？You know what was his dream?
上帝对他说
，God said to him,
George Washington,
Washington,
我兴你起来
，I have raised you up,
建立一个国家
，to build this country.
你这个国家将是人类历史里面最强大的国家。
This will be the strongest country in the history of mankind.
这两百年，我们事实证明
，But the fact proved for the past two centuries,
美国的强大是前无古人的。
That the power of the United States is without precedent.
不能比的
Babylonian Empire cannot fight it. Persian Empire cannot fight it.
大英帝国不能比的
The Great Britain cannot compare with it.
罗马帝国不能比的
Certainly not the Roman Empire.
这一个其他的帝国，包括埃及的古王国也不能比的
Even ancient Egyptian power cannot compare.
接下去，上帝启示华盛顿什么话呢
？And then God said to Washington.
我们从贵政神学的眼光来看。
From the Reform theology,
华盛顿这个经验不一定是上帝的启示。
His experience may not be from God.
但华盛顿认为他领受上帝的启示。
But he thought that he did.
我们就让他讲吧。
So let him say his piece.
上帝对我说。
He said, God said to me,
你要兴起的国家。
The country that you will build.
人类历史里面最强大的国家。
Will be the most powerful in the history of mankind.
他好像很高兴。
So he seems happy.
但是第二句话他吓了一跳。
But the second sentence.
但我告诉你。
God said,
有一天
one day,
这个国家会突然间消失在世界上
This country will suddenly disappear from the face of the earth
就变成一点不重要了
And become unimportant
莫名其妙
So he was most confused
到底为什么这样启示我呢
What sort of revelation is this?
现在我不明白这句话什么意思
I don't understand what this means
直到这五六十年
Till the past five or six decades
最后的这五年
About five years,
我慢慢想明白。
I suddenly understood.
在第二次世界大战结束的时候
，When the Second World War ended,
美国派了 Marshall 将军到法国去。
The America sent General Marshall to France.
他相信欧洲要繁荣起来，从已经完全变成废墟的战场， 重新建立起来，一定要从经济开始。
They believed that to rebuild Europe from the torment of the war, they had to start from the economy.
那个时候呢 ，Marshall 就提出美金援助欧洲复兴的计划。
And so Marshall proposed that the Americans must help the Europeans revive themselves.
其实那个时候的法国
，France back then，
他的总理叫 Clemenceau。
The Prime Minister is Clemenceau.
还有英国
，and in England，
那个时候他们这两个国家对德国。痛恨得不得了。
These two countries hated the Germans，
所以他们一定要向德国先赔偿， so, 不要建立的经济，先赔偿，弄到他们死，弄到他们穷，弄到他们没有办法爬起来才甘愿。
The idea was to squeeze the Germans for all the damages that they had done for the World War II。
当时有个经济学家
，There was an economist back then，
他说这不是好办法。
He said it's not a good method。
放下仇恨吧。
You need to get rid of your hatred。
帮助德国起来
，and help the Germans
建立他的经济
，to rebuild their economy。
经济建立以后
，after the economy is built，
就会赔偿战争所欠的钱。
Then they can give you war damages。
但法国跟英国痛恨在心，绝对不赞成。
But because the French and the English were victims, they didn't want it.
事实证明，仇恨的办法完全错的。
The fact shows that the ways of hatred was wrong.
德国越来越穷的时候
，When Germany gets poorer and poorer,
没有办法赔偿他们战争一切的费用。
They will not be able to give payment back for the war.
越来越痛苦。
The life gets tougher.
第二次世界大战以后呢
？After the Second World War,
人开始想起有一个经济学家所已经讲过的境界的原理。
People remember the warnings made by this economist.
所以他们在用 Marshall 将军去恢复这个欧洲的经济。
And so General Marshall played a role to revive the economy of Europe.
美国用钱去帮助欧洲的时候
，When the Americans gave financial aid,
第二次世界大战所有的地方都已经被炸到成为废墟的时候
，You must know that Europe was flattened by all the bombs.
The whole world,
the whole world.
只有欧洲后来被复兴起来。
Only Europe was revived.
照着这个办法
，based on the method.
但是 Marshall 到中国去的时候
，But when Marshall went to China,
看来看去以后
，and after he observed China,
他曾经用钱去帮助欧洲
，he gave financial aid to Europe.
所以美国说你也去帮助中国。
So the American leader said, "Go help China as well."
中国第二次世界大战以后
，after the Second World War,
有世界大战
，China went through
抗日战争。
Internal fights,
中国的内战
civil wars,
全部都变成废墟了。
And all of China was in a terrible state. So go build it up.
回去美国国会讲什么话呢
？But Marshall reported back to the Congress.
只有这个国家是不能帮助的。
He said we cannot help this country.
我到今天呢，对 Marshall 还有气在心里面。
Till today, I'm quite angry with him.
中国人什么都不懂，只懂得生孩子。
Because Chinese only know how to reproduce.
每个家八个四个孩子。
They have like 8 to 10.
养了以后没有教。
They never
教也不严格
and they never
所以他们整个国家乞丐一大堆
so they had lots and lots of beggars
各个生了病都没有办法找医生
they had no doctors
中国人是东亚病夫
and they are the sick man
of East Asia 整个国家贫穷的乞丐
they are all beggars
美国的钱去帮助他们好像石头填在海里面永远不能再出来了
and if you give them financial aid like throwing rocks into the ocean
我们帮助欧洲有盼望
If we help the Europeans, there's hope.
帮助中国是没有盼望的。
We help the Chinese, there's no hope.
我说
，So I say,
如果美金要去帮助中国
，If you want to use U.S. dollar to help the Chinese,
帮助3000年，中国也不会起来。
For 3,000 years, we cannot even help.
这个国家我们放手他吧。
So we give up.
让他自己去自生自灭吧。
Let them survive.
我们没有办法去帮助他。
No way we can help them.
你可以去查 Google 关于 Marshall 将军的事情。
You can go Google about this.
还有 American Aid 的事情。
And this American aid.
我今天不讲太多了。
I won't go too much.
但是这些话呢，刺痛了一些中国人。
The Chinese are hurt by these words.
其中有一个很坏的中国人叫做毛泽东，听进去
了。One of them is Mao Zedong.
毛泽东在这一方面是有骨头的人。
So in this area, he has a strong attitude.
不要美国帮助。
He said, "Forget about their aid."
我们自己奋斗起来。
We fight.
这个毛泽东可以在28年到30年的中间，人民币完全不贬值，一直走自己的路，不必你帮助。
Within 28 to 30 years, the 人民币 held its value.
当然，因为毛泽东这个个性，中国人受苦太多了。
But because of his special character, the Chinese suffered greatly.
唐山大地震的时候
，When the Tangshan earthquake occurred,
几十万人死了。
Hundreds and thousands of people died.
各地的红十字会都要派遣、派人、派医生去帮助中国。
All the Red Cross around the world wanted to send aid.
北京的政府说不需要。
The Beijing government said no need.
我们中国人能自立。
We are independent.
结果都不自立，是自杀。
But in the end, lots of people die.
很多私了。
Many people die.
外面的人不能进来。
Foreign aid couldn't come.
外面的也没有办法。
And they cannot do
anything. 我们要帮助你。
We want to help you.
你不要我们。
But you refuse.
我们也没有办法。
We can't do anything.
只能眼巴巴看见中国前面要走哪一条路。
We can only see how you survive.
现在的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
到了1976年的时候
，By 1976，
我讲一句话
，I said，
美国这个苏联最怕中国
，The Russians are afraid of China，
中国也怕苏联。
The Chinese are afraid of the Russians.
苏联怕美国。
The Russians are afraid of the Americans.
美国怕中国。
The Americans are afraid of China.
那时候我讲这句话的时候
，When I said that，
有的人说你没有搞错，美国为什么怕中国呢
？Some people say you're crazy. Why would America be afraid of China？
美国是纸老虎，纸老虎。
The Chinese said the Americans are paper tiger.
后来有一个人对他说，你知道吗？这纸老虎的牙齿是原子弹。
But this paper tiger has teeth made of atomic bomb.
所以全世界对中国又没有办法。
And people don't know what to do with China.
毛泽东什么都不怕。
毛泽东 was not afraid of anything.
毛泽东真是国家的罪人。
He is really a sinner of the country.
毛泽东是民族的英雄。
But he was a hero of the people.
你说你在讲什么
？What are you talking about?
为什么他叫做国家的罪人
？Why do you call him the sinner of the country?
孙中山把中国的帝制把它崩溃以后
，After Sun Yat-sen got rid of the imperial system,
destroyed the system of the imperial of the palace.Of the 这个 Caesar 这个凯撒或者这个皇帝的制度被孙中山把它取消了以后
，After Dr. Sun got rid of all these emperors，
那毛泽东没有把中国带到民权民主的地步。
毛泽东 did not bring China into full democracy。
中国的民主退后差不多一百年。
Instead, he brought it backwards 100 years。
国家的罪人。
So in this sense, he's a sinner of the country。
毛泽东是民族的英雄。
But he is the hero of the people。
因为他是全世界的不敢轻看中国。
He allowed the entire world not to look down on China。
这样的一种政治家
，such a politician，
在讲什么呢？
Why was he talking about?
神在人的败坏中间还留一切的恩典在人的身上。
It means that God has remnant grace upon man's decadence.
所以中国是不是需要这一段很可怕的所谓文化大革命才有今天的日子呢？
Do we have the China today because there's a need for a cultural revolution?
Is it the absolute necessity of the cultural revolution?
是不是绝对的必须？
因为经过那个以后再来这一个邓小平的这个改革开放才有今天的日子呢
？Do we have the days today because of Deng Xiaoping's revolution？
很难估计这个事情。
This is very difficult to decide.
这是世界的国度。
These are the kingdoms of the world.
那么最后什么事情发生呢
？In the end, what happened？
在最后这五年呢
？Past five years，
美国等于在世界上闹了一件很大的、很好笑的事情。
The Americans seem to have created the biggest joke in the world.
当美国决定要对付中国，因为怕中国富有起来的时候
，When the Americans consider China as a form of enemy because it's getting wealthy,
过得不得了
，it is so wealthy now.
突然间，上帝许可911事件发生
，Suddenly God allows September 11 to happen.
911事件一发生的时候
，Once September 11 happened,
在几个礼拜里面，美国损失了几千亿的美金。
Within a few weeks, the American lost.Billions of dollars.
他要抵制中国，变成没有力量。
They don't have the ability to embargo China.
美国自己的安全问题。
For his own security, then.
他要进军伊拉克。
He has to attack Iraq.
打倒这个萨达姆·胡塞。
And get rid of Saddam Hussein.
应付伊朗。
And also go after Iraq.
所以他派兵到中东去打仗的时候。
So when the soldiers were sent to the Middle East.
一方面 ，911 事件使他们的经济崩溃了很多的钱。
September 11 already caused a big dent in the economy.
再加上他们在中东的战事又花了很多很多的血本。
And they spent a lot of money in the wars in the Middle East.
在最后这十多年里面。
So for the past few years.
他们很难振奋起来。
It's very hard to recover all these things.
眼巴巴看见中国一直强，一直富，一直强，一直富起来。
And so all they could see do is observe China becoming richer and richer and richer.
是谁做的事情
？Who did all these things？
是神的干预吗
？Is it the intervention of God？
或者是人的败厉害呢
？Or because of human strategies？
现在的美国
，The America today
已经从1950年时代
，Since 1950，
可以用几千几万亿的美金来帮助中国
，They could have helped China with billions of dollars。
变成今天
，But today
欠中国的债不知道多少了。
They owe China billions upon billions of dollars.
你们查 Google 就卡查出来了。
You can Google the facts.
美国欠中国的钱有多少
？How much money does the American owe the Chinese?
所以变成世界最有钱的国家，变成借债 最多的穷国家。
So the richest country in the world has become the country with the highest debt.
所以这句话跟华盛顿对的启示有什么关系？
What is this in relation to the revelation
of Washington?
Your
country will become the strongest country in the world history.
你的国家将会是人类历史最强
大的。One day your country will suddenly disappear.
但是有一天它会突然间消失。
No more significance in the history.
变成不再重要。
可能这些话真的会发生的。
Maybe it will happen.
今天的美国
，The America today，
欠过中国人的钱。
Owe so much money to the Chinese.
历史上从来没有一个国家曾经在这个数目的百分之一里面有份。
Unprecedented in the history of mankind.
这是很可怕的事情。
It is a most horrifying thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我在讲第二个国家。
The second country.
第二个国家就是苏联。
Would be Russia.
苏联本来就叫俄国。
The Russians are called Soviet Union.
不是，俄国是 Russia.
Russian.、Okay.
我不知道为什么叫俄国。
I don't know why in Chinese.
你知道吗？
啊、you know? ，
就俄国这个字哪里翻译来的呢
？Russia 就
拉西亚，对不对呢？为什么 Russia 变成俄国呢
？Chinese translation
我曾经看过一本书，有个字叫做这个字是就是 goose 嘛，所以呢，俄就从这个字把它换成俄国。
From goose，
啊，我不是那个俄那个俄，是有一个字用鸡做开始的，我就忘记了那本书是什么地方看到的，后来叫做俄国。那么俄国呢有沙皇存在
，The Russia had the Tsar
在大概1013年以前
，About 1013 years ago，
他们跟乌克兰是合在一起了
，They are one with the Ukraine。
后来基督教最先进俄国的时候
，When Christianity was first spread to Russia，
从那个涅尔河进到了。这个乌克兰的地方
He went into Ukraine first.
所以大概在十多年以前
About 10 over years ago
俄国人就庆祝基督教进入俄国一千年历史的盛大的纪念会
There was a great celebration for the 1000th anniversary of the emergence of
Christianity 那个时候莫斯科跟乌克兰还是在一起的
Moscow was together with the Ukraine
所以他们在莫斯科举办了两个展览会
So they had two large exhibitions
一个展览会是什么展览会呢
The first one
所有沙皇历世历代最大的冠冕最大的钻石最大的珍珠最大的红宝石、蓝宝石，所有佩戴在身上最荣耀、最光辉的这些装饰品拿出来展览。
The exhibition of all the honors, jewelry of all the czars of the generation.
The crowns of all the kings and czars. 接下去的第二个展览是什么呢
？The second exhibition.
基督教进俄国有一千年历史的这些文物的展览。
The exhibition relating to 1000 years of Christianity in Russia.
那几年我去俄国讲道。
I was when in Russia.
我问他们这件事情你们怎么看法
？So I asked the people what you think about this thing.
他们笑笑的回答我。
They smile and they answer.
唐牧师，你知道不知道
？They say, Dr. Tong, do you know?
这两个大的展览会。
These two large exhibitions.
结果呢
？In the end,
钻石
，the diamonds，
这个皇冠
，the crown，
戒指
，rings，
项链
，the necklaces。The jewelry,
这个展览去看的人很少很少。
Very few people will go visit this exhibition.
一千年基督教传入俄国的文物展览会，天天挤满了千千万万人。
But the exhibition commemorating the 1000 years of Christianity was fully packed.
这个很清楚告诉我们
，Clearly it tells us,
人的国不能压制上帝的国。
The kingdom of God cannot win over the kingdom. A kingdom of man cannot win over kingdom of God.
人的政权不能消灭宗教的热忱。
That human political power cannot destroy religious fervency.
苏联最后这个国家在1919年就变成了共产国家，是谁开始的呢
？In 1919, the Russian became a communist.
这个叫做布尔维斯克的革命。
It was the Bolshevik Revolution.
1917年十月革命就列宁发起的。
1917, Lenin started the October Revolution.
列宁把尼古拉二世全家六个人用枪把他打死了。
And Nicholas the second, the Tsar family was completely executed.
那个时候有一个很奇怪的人叫做 Rasputin.
There was a strange man by the name of Rasputin.
你们听过这个人吗？
Have you heard
有的人认为他是鬼，有的人认为他是神，有的人认为他是不神不鬼的坏人。
Some people think that he's a god, a demon.
这个人讲话的时候
，When Rasputin speaks,
有很特别的权威。
He has special charisma.
这个人施行神奇力量的时候
，He seems to exhibit signs and wonders.
皇家的人病，他会医好他。
And people think he could heal.
所以他们把他当着神来看待。
Many people consider him as a demigod.
当最后人家开枪把他打死的时候。
But when he was executed,
一枪一枪打，他一直走。
He seems that he could walk.
再打还在走。
You shoot him and he could walk.
一共开了二十几枪，最后他才倒下去。
He only fell after 20 overshots.
开枪的人自己手软了。
Even the executioner,
因为没有把握他会不会死。
Don't have the confidence that
he could kill. 他会不会把跑到我面前把我压死怎么办
？Maybe he can come back after me.
一直开，一直开。
So they keep shooting.
一直走，一直走。
But he kept walking.
就才离开世界。
Then he died.
这个后来呢，列宁就拿到了政权了。
And Lenin came into power.
列宁拿到政权以后
，And after he came into power,
下面有 Trotsky.
He had Trotsky.
他们下面有 Stalin.
And Stalin.
下面还有许多共产党最高层的幕僚。
And all these second line leaders.
但是当列宁离开世界的时候
，But when Lenin died.
现在跟你讲另外一件事情
，Another thing happened.
跟美国华盛顿不一样的事情
，Different from Washington.
这两个国
，These two kingdoms.
曾经在二十世纪争雄称霸几十年的时间
，For decades they were the two most powerful countries fighting each other.
当这一个的罗马尼亚的 Ceaușescu， 人家问他你对斯大林的看法是什么
？When Ceaușescu of Romania was asked about his opinion of Stalin，
很多人批评斯大林。
He said many people criticize Stalin.
回答他们说
，I will answer them.
斯大林有什么好批评的
？By saying there's nothing to criticize.
他能够把第三世界农民的国家变成第一世界所惧怕的原子弹的国家，还不好吗
？He can change a farmland of a country into a country where everybody is afraid of.
He changed the agricultural society immediately into the atomic society. Who should blame him? 这个是曹斯盖斯库。对斯大林所讲的话。
This is what Charles Gascou said.
那么列宁死的时候是1924年。
Lenin died in 1924.
孙中山死的时候是1925年3月12号。
Sun Yat-sen died in March the 23.
列宁死的时候
，When Lenin died，
他是以无神论的身份死的。
He died as an atheist.
但他死的时候
，When he died，
他忽然间在床上叫所有。他的同志围绕着他，那讲一段话，才离开世界。
He summoned all his followers before I then spoke to them.
我对一个人死以前讲什么话很有兴趣。
I'm interested in the last words.
你有死以前呢、啊？如果我还在，叫我来。
Right before you die, if I'm still around, summon me.
我要先查你是什么人，然后死的时候讲什么话。
I want to find out what you will say when you before you die.
这是人性论最重要的一题。
A most important thing about the doctrine of man.
当你研究一个人一生。
If you study a person's life,
在注意他最后讲的是什么话
，and what his last words were,
你对人性的了解就更深入了。
You have an in-depth understanding of humanity.
列宁对他的同志说
，Lenin said to his comrades,
我一定要很诚实告诉你
，I must say this honestly to all of you.
为了巩固我的苏维埃无产阶级的政权，共产的思想
，in order to maintain this communist political power that
we have, 我不得不要把我的仇敌都杀死。
I have to kill many of my enemies.
只有杀害抵挡我们的人
，Only when you remove our opponents,
我们自己才能够稳定的坚持下去。
Can we then go on strongly?
但后来发生一件事情，我从来没有想的。
But something happened that I never expected.
我们把我们的仇敌杀死完了以后呢
？After we kill all our enemies,
结果有一个东西在我们中间不要离开。
There is something that doesn't refuse to leave. That refuse to leave.
就是仇恨的毒根在苏维埃共产党里面运行了。
And that is the roots of hatred is now among our communist party.
这种话世界历史没有几个人可以讲的。
And these words cannot be spoken by too many people. So take note of
it. 因为这是世界最大的国度讲过最可怕的话语。
It's the most horrifying words from someone who ruled the largest.Political power in the world.
我们把我们的仇敌消灭以后
，That after we destroy all our enemies,
他们都去了
，They are all gone.
但有一个东西不要去
，But there's one thing that remains.
仇恨的根
，And that's the root of hatred.
就在我们苏维埃共产党里面滋长出来，蔓延得很广，我们没有办法收拾。
And it is now among the Communist Party of the Soviet Union growing everywhere.
接下去他再讲几句话
，And then he said,
他说我们看这件事。在我们的党里面，是我们没有办法解决的事情。
This is something we cannot solve within our party.
所以我看不出苏联有伟大的前途。
So I cannot see a bright future for the Soviet Union.
看见我们的前面只有黑暗。
I can only see darkness.
所以我对苏维埃这个共产国家 是很悲观的。
So I have a pessimistic view of the future of the Soviet Union.
他们都很惊奇。
They were all astonished.
因为他没有事先再讲一句话。
And before he died, he said again.
他说：“你们盼望苏联复兴吗
？”Do you want a great revival in Russia?
你盼望我的国家强大吗
？Do you want our country to be strong?
我想来想去
，After thinking about it for a long time,
是没有办法的。
There is no way out.
除非
unless
大家就很注意听了。
So people want to see what he said.
除非今后
unless from now on
有五十个圣人。在出现在我们民族里面
there are 50 holy men that will emerge among our people
我们的国家才有盼望
then we will have hope
因为他就离开世界了
then he died
当我在二十几岁看到这一段话的时候
I read this when I was in my 20s
我非常惊奇
I was most astonished
我那个时候就抓到一个历史不变的原则
but I found this unchangeable principle in history
不能用恨解除
you cannot solve the problem of hatred with hatred
爱只能用爱争取
You can only gain with love.
你把你的仇敌打败以后
，After you defeat all your enemies，
自己永远不会兴旺起来。
You yourself will never be revived.
真正的爱把人类带到复兴的地步。
Revival comes with true love.
这世界只有基督把爱从天上带到世界上。
In the world, only Christ brought love from heaven.
撒旦用恨使世界的人彼此相斗、相争、相杀。
And Satan used hatred for the people so that the people would kill each other.
后来列宁死了。
After Lenin died,
他们下了一道的命令。
They had a order given.
列宁死的那一天。
The day when Lenin died,
他房间里面什么的东西都不可以动。
Everything in his house,
永远保存原状。
And the room must be preserved.
以后的人仰望他的时候。
That when people remember him,
知道他最后的地方是放在哪里的。
They can see what he did on the last moment.
最后的床是放在哪里
？What the bed looked like.
最后的椅子放在哪里
？Where the chair was.
最后看的书是什么
？The books he read.
结果他们照着这个命令做的时候
，And so when they executed the order,
他发现列宁桌子上最后一本书是圣经。
He discovered the last book he read was a Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这在告诉我们什么
？What is this trying to tell us？
世界的君王
，that the kings of the world，
世界的独裁
，the dictators of the world，
世界的领袖
，the leaders of the world，
世界的总统
，the presidents of the world，
什么都没有特别
，none of them are that special。
他们是被造的人
，for they are created as well。
有限的人
，finite。
他们有罪的人
，sinners。
他们的强权多么大。
No matter how powerful they were,
他们的军事多么强
，their military strength,
他们不过是有会师的人
，they are but a human being who will die.
每一个人以自己新建的政权为他们最伟大可靠的这个靠山的时候
，and so when you are boasting of the greatest achievement that you have done,
你不知道你所靠的是会倒的。
You must know that what you're relying on will fall.
都会过去的。
Everything in the world will pass.
华盛顿说
Washington said,
我所建的强国有一天会消失
This strong country that I built will one day disappear
列宁说
Lenin said,
除非有五十个圣人复兴起来我的国家是没有盼望
Unless we find 50 holy men we have no hope
七十多年以后
70 over years later
Gorbachev
When Gorbachev
证明苏维埃解体了
Proved that the Soviet Union will be dismembered
1989年以后
In 1989
这个十六个国苏维埃组成的苏联这个苏维埃共和国已经从地上消灭了。
The Union of the Soviet Socialist Republic was this.
96年的时候
，In 1996,
我到莫斯科讲道。
I went to Moscow to preach.
我们住什么地方讲道吗
？The place we rented.
全苏联共产党总部的大礼堂开布道会。
Was the Great Hall of the Communist Party of Soviet Union.
那是从前斯大林讲话的地方，
A place
也成了我讲道的地方。
Joseph Stalin spoke, and that's the place I preach.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
世界的国度都要过去。
The kingdom of the world will pass.
唯有上帝的国永远长存。
Only the kingdom of God will live forever.
Amen.
Amen.
当 Handel 写这首诗歌的时候
，When Handel wrote this hymn,
the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ and of His Christ.
所有的国度将会成为基督的国度。
Handel 是用很大的精神写的
，and Handel wrote it with great spirit。
啊，这一句话呢
，and this sentence
所用的 rhythm，
the rhythm
所用的这个情调，这个旋律
，and the melody
后来被贝多芬拿去用了
，used by Beethoven later。
在哪里呢
？Where
在第五交响乐的第四个乐章
，on the fourth movement of the fifth symphony。
就同样从 Handel 得到的精神写第五交响
Inspired by Handel's work
为什么呢
Why
这世界的国度都有过去
For the kingdoms of the world will pass
上帝的国度永远长存
But the kingdom of God live forevermore
所以我们说主啊
So we say
愿你的国降临
Your kingdom come
因为这世界不是我的家
For the world is not my home
世界的国度不是我们永远的盼望
It is not our eternal hope
我们在世界承认自己是寄居的是客旅的
In the world, we admit ourselves as a traveler.
我们盼望一个更美的家乡。
I look forward to a more beautiful home.
当你读希伯来书第十三章的时候
，Hebrews chapter 13,
第十一章的时候
，chapter 11,
你会很多的共鸣在你的心里面。
You ought to feel the same way.
特别是我们这些年纪已经老的人
，especially for elderly people,
在世界看的东西都是一下子。变成繁华一下子凋谢的事情
We see how temporal all the things of the world has been
我们仰望上帝的国度来到的时候
And only when you look forward to the coming of the kingdom of God
永远的存在
Where there is eternal existence
上帝的国度怎么来到呢
How would the kingdom of God come
我要用几分钟的时间结束今天的讲道
With a few minutes of rain
在旧约里面以赛亚看见神的国度来到
In the Old Testament, Isaiah witnessed the kingdom of God
看见那永远的乐园的来到
The eternal paradise coming
那个时候小孩子要跟狮子一同在玩
The children will play with the lions
所有的这个战争的武器变成镰刀
And all the weapons will become plowshoes
战衣要变成和平的衣服
And all walls will become peace
有一天世界要达到这个地步
the world will reach a stage like that
那就是当上帝的国度来到的时候
when the kingdom of God comes
但是以色列国
but the kingdom of Israel has never witnessed
从来没有这样的日子
never had such days
到耶稣到世界上来的时候
till when Jesus came to the world
你们的悔改
he said repent
天国近了 for the
kingdom of God is near
天国什么时候近了
when was it near
天国近了什么意思
what does it mean
是不是已经到了
it means it's here
近还没有到
is it near and not here
施洗约翰说
John the Baptist said,
天国近了，你们的悔改。
Repent for the kingdom of God is near.
耶稣说，天国近了，你们的悔改。
Jesus said, Repent for the kingdom of God is near.
天国到了吗
？So is it here?
天国近了吗
？Was it near?
耶稣有一次对门徒说
，Once Jesus said to the disciples,
上帝的国已经来到了。
The kingdom of God is here.
他们很惊奇
，They were astonished.
上帝的国来到了。
If it is the case,
这国的宝座在哪里呢
？Where is the throne?
这国的君王在哪里
？Where is the king?
是弥赛亚吗
？The Messiah.
但你又好像不是弥赛亚。
But you don't look like the Messiah.
因为你是一个被人欺负的人。
People bully you.
被人辱骂的人
，they scold you.
所以耶稣就是在地上没有做王。
Jesus was not a king.
耶稣说这个国已经来到了。
But he said the kingdom is here.
这个国就在你们的心里。
And the kingdom is in your heart.
耶稣到底在讲什么
？So what was he saying?
有一次他说，因为上帝的国临到了你们。
Once he said, when the kingdom of God come upon you.
耶稣斥责鬼魔离开人的身体
，and he rebuilt the evil spirit to leave.
耶稣赶鬼的时候
，when he did the exorcism,
神的能力在他的身上
，the power of God was with him.
这就是鬼离开人去了
，and the evil spirit left.
就是证明上帝的国已经在你们心里面。
He said it proved the kingdom of God is in you.
上帝的国来到了吗
？Is it here?
如果上帝的国来到了。
If the kingdom is here,
为什么我们还要说愿你的国降临呢
？Why would we pray your kingdom come?
愿你的国降临，表示这个国还没有降临。
Your kingdom come means it's not here yet.
那如果你的国已经降临
，For if it is already here,
为什么耶稣基督不彰显出来呢
？Why would Jesus not manifest it?
如果国没有降临
，If the king
为什么耶稣说这个国已经在你们心里
？Why then would he say it's in your heart?
这里隐藏着一个奥秘
，Implicitly there's a mystery.
这个奥秘就是新约的教会的存在。
It is about the existence of the New Testament church.Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道不知道上帝的国彰显在历史中间最明显的就是教会被建立在地上。
The most obvious manifestation of the kingdom of God is the establishment of the church.
The most obvious manifestation of the kingdom of God is the presence of the church of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的教会是上帝的国最明显的彰显。
耶稣基督的教会。
The Church of Jesus Christ,
地上的存在
the existence
就是神自己的彰显
is the manifestation of God himself.
基督徒你要把教会看作这个很神圣的一个题目来看
So Christian ought to treat the church as the most sacred topic.
教会就是上帝国的代表
For the church represents the kingdom of God.
什么叫做上帝的国呢
What does it mean the kingdom of God?
这个国里面有一个国王
There is a king.
什么叫做上帝的国呢
What is the kingdom
of God? 这国里面有他的百姓
There are people of the kingdom.
什么叫做上帝的国呢
What is the kingdom of God?
这国里面有他的宪法
There is laws. 们叫做上帝的国呢？ What is the kingdom of God?
这个国有治理的权柄。
There is a rule.
什么样的治理的权柄呢？
What sort of rule?
就是他治理所用的原则所带来的能力。
The principle of the rule that will bring power.
所以我们讲上帝的国。
So when we say the kingdom of God,
把农族变成教会的时候，
when you talk about it as a church,
上帝国里面的君王就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is the King of this kingdom.
上帝国里面的子民就是我们这些重生得救的基督徒。
And we, the reborn Christians, will be the people of the kingdom.
上帝国的宪法就是全本圣经的教训。
And the rule will be the Bible.
上帝的国的这个治理的原则就是上帝的义、上帝的真理、上帝的圣洁在人心里面的掌权。
And the principle of the rule will be God's righteousness, God's truth, and God's holiness in our
hearts. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神的国在哪里呢？
Where is the kingdom of God?
神的国还没有来。
It is not here yet.
就叫做 already and not yet.
已经，但是还没有。
已经来的是形式的。
What is come?
已经来说的是一个预表的。
But it's a foreshadow.
将要来的是一个具体的。
What is to come is real.
In between the already and not yet.
但是在这个已经还没有之间。
The church is concretely becomes the most important manifestation of God's kingdom on this earth.
教会就成为上帝国度的彰显最重要的一环。
讲到这里的时候，我毛骨悚然起来。
Even when I say that my skin.
太伟大的真理。
Because this is a great truth.
太神速的、太严肃的真理。
And a more solemn truth.
上帝所造的万有中间。只有一个中心。
Among all that God has created, there's only one center point.
千千万万万的星球。
There are billions and millions of constellations.
上帝所造的天地万物，只有一点中心，就是地球。
And the earth is the only central point.
地球比太阳重要。
The earth is more important than the sun.
地球比火星、天王星、海王星、绵羊王星更重要。
More important than all the other planets.
因为虽然地球在这个太阳系里面的很小的一个星球。
Although the earth is a very tiny planet in the constellation.
这个是整个太阳系的中心点。
But it is the central point of the whole
galaxy. 整个宇宙的中心点。
Or the whole universe.
为什么呢？
Why?
上帝的旨意在地球上。
For the will of God.
怎么知道上帝的旨意在地球上？
How do you know that?
因为上帝在地球创造了他形象样式而造的人。
For he made man in his image and likeness on earth.
所以地球是宇宙的中心点。
And so the earth is the center point of the entire universe.
人是地球的中心点。
And the human being is the center point of the entire
earth. 人里面真正重生得救的基督徒是人类的中心点。
And among humanity, the reborn Christian is the center point of all humanity.
We are the focal point of everything in the universe.
我们是整个宇宙的中心点。
True Christian represent the humankind.
真正的基督徒代表人类。
And humankind domain over the nature.
而人类治理所有一切的事物。
And all the will of God will be done on this earth.More than in any other planets in the universe.
上帝的旨意就在这个地球里面执行。
你这样一看一看，在收束下来的时候。
And so when you summarize these things,
你知道人是何等宝贵的。
You ought to know how honorable a human being should be.
人是何等尊贵的。
And how precious we are.
人是何等荣耀的。
And how glorious we are made to be.
诗篇第八篇告诉我们。
The eighth psalm says,
上帝啊，你用尊贵跟荣耀。作为人的冠冕。
Oh God, you crown him with glory and honor.
你真正看到你的尊贵的时候，
When you recognize your honor,
你就不会玩弄你自己。
You will not take your life haphazardly.
真正知道你多么尊贵的时候，
If you truly recognize how precious you are,
你就会花天酒地，邪恶淫乱。
You will not live a decadent lifestyle.
你是神的形象。
For you are the image of God.
你是上帝的代表。
You represent God.
你有上帝的圣洁、公义、良善、慈爱。怜悯的本性在你中间。
You have the attributes of God's holiness, righteousness, and goodness.
你怎么样达到这些呢？
So how do you find this?
透过天国的君王。
Through the King in
heaven. 透过基督的道成肉身。
Through Christ incarnate.
透过历史上耶稣的榜样。
Through the example of Jesus in history.
活出上帝的荣耀。
To live out His glory.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以你的存在。
So your existence.
在教会中间。
Within the church.
对神真理的顺从。
When you're obedient to the truth of God.
地上显明。我们正活一个上帝国度子民的生活。
It manifests our lifestyle in the kingdom of God on earth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝的国在哪里呢？
Where is the kingdom of God?
上帝的国借着教会显明出来了。
Through the church, it has been manifested.
那么上帝的国已经来到了吗？
Is it here already?
Already and not yet.
已经，但是还没有。
Already achieved and already manifested in our hearts.
它已经在我们的心里面显明出来。
God has set His own throne in our spirit.
上帝在我们的灵里面居首位。
我们从心灵的深处。
And so from the depth of our hearts.
顺服基督。
We obey Christ.
我们遵行他的旨意。
We obey His will.
我们在他的义的原则里面过生活。
And we live under the principle of His righteousness.
上帝的国度。
the kingdom of God.
所以用义作原则来治理属于他的百姓。
Rules over his people with the principle of righteousness.
魔鬼的国度。
The kingdom of Satan.
用罪作原则来治理他的百姓。
Rule over his people with the principle of sin.
在基督里面的人把自己的身体当作义的工具献给上帝。
Those of us who are in Christ will give of our body as the tools of righteousness to God.
在犯罪的国度里面。
But in the kingdom of sin.
反对上帝的人用他们的身体当作罪的工具来献给魔鬼。
When they oppose God, they use their body as tools of sin to give it to Satan.
真明白这样严肃的事情。
When you understand how solemn these things are,
一方面遵行上帝的旨意。
On the one hand, you do the will of God.
一方面让上帝的意治理你。
And you are ruled by the righteousness of God.
一方面你从已经领受的盼望还没有领受的。
With what you have received, you look forward to what is to come.
你对主的主啊，愿你的国降临。
And you will say to the Lord, Your kingdom come.
何等敬虔。
With solemnness.
何等圣洁。
With holiness.
过你地上的生活。
To live the life on earth.
效法耶稣基督。
To follow the example of Jesus Christ.
彰显上帝的荣美。
And manifest the beauty of God.
一直到我们的主再来的日子。
Till the day when our Lord comes.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
今天我把第三句话讲完了。
I have finished preaching on the third sentence.
下个礼拜开始
Next week onwards,
我们用另外一个祷告来解释主导文。
We go to another portion of this prayer.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Your will be done.
如同行在天上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你的恩，你的爱，你给我们在世界上看见不完美的国度，看见不诚实的领袖，看见许多败坏罪恶的统治者，他们正在被撒旦利用，用邪恶来管理那些犯罪的百姓。你却从他们中间拣选我们，分别我们出来，归为圣，被你所用，也用你自己的宝血洁净我们，用你的圣灵重生我们。今天我们成了何等样的人，都是你的恩典才成的。主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，求主你赐福每一个基督徒，给我们懂得怎样归你为圣，怎么样遵行你的旨意，怎么样被主你的爱所激励，被你的义所感化，使我们在地上的生活可以彰显天上的荣耀，也把一切尊贵荣耀完全归给在天上的父。主啊，听我们的祷告，愿你的国降临。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祈求你，阿们。